The River Knows by Amanda Quick. This one is for Susan Elizabeth Phillips, a great writer and a member of the Sisterhood. Here's to friendship. Prologue. Late in the reign of Queen Victoria. She did not dare turn up any of the lamps for fear that some passerby would notice the light and remember it later when the police came around asking questions. The fog was thickening outside in the lane, but there was still enough moonlight slanting through the window to illuminate the tiny parlour. Not that she needed the cold silver light. She knew the cozy rooms above the shop as well as she knew her own name. This small space had been her home for nearly 2 years. She crouched in front of the heavy trunk in the corner and tried to insert the key into the lock. The task proved incredibly difficult because her hands were shaking so terribly. She forced herself to take a deep breath in a futile attempt to slow her pounding heart. After 3 fumbling tries, she finally got the trunk open. The squeaks of the hinges sounded like small screams in the deathly silence. She reached inside and took out the 2 leather-bound volumes she had stored there. Rising, she carried the books back across the room and placed them in the little suitcase. There were dozens more books downstairs in the shop, several of which would have fetched nice prices, but these 2 were far and away the most valuable. She had to limit the number of books she took with her. Books were heavy. Even if she could have carried several more, it would have been unwise to do so. A large quantity of valuable volumes missing from the shelves downstairs might arouse suspicion. For similar